Welcome to Real Estate Truth about Alberta's independence. And today we have a Mr. Patrick Riley, a candidate, MLA candidate for Calgary Acadia. My name is Jarek Buchholz, MLA candidate for Calgary Shaw for Alberta Independence Party. How have you been doing, Mr. Patrick, today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Always pleasure. Always pleasure. So what we will be covering today?
So today we're going to talk about the Alberta Independence Party's municipal program. It's a really exciting opportunity that we have given the financial freedom of our platform that we get when we stop sending money to Ottawa. So that's the general topic for today.
So without further ado, would you mind elaborating more and explaining what kind of advantages every Albertans will see it after with those programs, please?
Sure. So municipalities in Alberta are facing a really tough time right now due to the economic downturn. Mm-hmm. Our opinion is the root cause of that downturn is actually caused by Ottawa and the policies we're getting out of Ottawa. In my area, in Calgary, as an example, Calgary's faced with a really tough situation because downtown office space has unprecedentedly high vacancy rates. Mm-hmm. Those vacancy rates, again, caused by poor policies from the government of Canada, are then causing a strain on city council because their tax revenues are down from the business taxes that they would normally charge to businesses that would be occupying that space. As a result, they're looking at about a $250 million shortfall that they need to make up in some way. Municipalities don't have a lot of levers to pull in terms of how they can adjust their finances. They can either raise property taxes or they can cut services. That's pretty much it. So the city council is looking at a combination they're looking at multiple options that range from strictly tax cuts to a range of tax cuts and service cuts. What that will likely mean for the average residential taxpayer in Calgary is that they could be looking at a $500 increase to their residential property taxes in order to shore up this $250 million shortfall that the city council is facing. We believe that this is really fundamentally unfair, and it puts the burden that's been created by Ottawa onto the people that can afford it the least. That $500 property tax increase will be passed on to renters as one, because if the property owner is renting out that property, he has to recoup that cost somehow. So typically that's going to manifest itself, maybe not right away, but certainly over time, it would manifest itself in increased rental rates. In addition, people living on fixed incomes then need to absorb that $500 increase somehow, and they might not have the capacity to do so. They might be forced to, you know, find other accommodations, which is definitely not a good outcome. So what's our solution to all this? The other parties, the other major provincial parties really don't have any solution to this because they don't have the financial means to make this right. They're already facing massive deficits at the provincial level. So promising a bunch more money to municipalities doesn't really solve anything. That's just, you know, pushing the problem off to provincial debt, which our kids and grandkids will have to pay back. Our solution, however, is totally different. We're going to take we've talked about this $40 billion that Albertans mm-hmm. currently pay to Ottawa that doesn't come back. The mechanism for that is we pay $50 billion in income tax and sales taxes, and then only $10 billion of that is spent in Alberta. So our platform largely revolves around what are we going to do with that $40 billion? So a lot of that is going to go into reduced tax burden for all Albertans, but a portion of that, and it's about $3 billion of the 40, is going to be put back into municipalities. That's our municipal plan. So the province of Alberta has 87 ridings, and we're going to allocate $36 million to each one of those 87 ridings for the municipalities that make up those ridings. So as an example, for the city of Calgary, That works out to $936 million. So that more than covers not only the financial shortfall of that $250 million that we talked about, thus avoiding that $500 a year tax increase. It also puts them in a position that they could freeze residential property taxes basically in perpetuity. For the foreseeable future, they could freeze property taxes. And as a provincial government, we would pressure them to do that, to say that, you know, we use this money that Albertans are already paying in to make it so that they're not having to increase property taxes on again these people that can afford it the least. So in a nutshell, that's our municipal plan. Any other thoughts or questions on that, Yarik?
Definitely. One of the things which crossed my mind while listening to you was, if there is a way that people will pay less for the rental, if the people will pay less taxes, that will increase the income of the new people showing up and, you know, knocking the doors to Alberta, right? You know, they will be offering new services, they will be getting migration. I'm talking about migration right now. If the taxes will be increased, people will run away from Alberta. Can we agree about that, right?
No question that people come to Alberta because it's for many reasons, but a couple of them are, if it's an attractive place to do business, and if it's an attractive place to live personally. And as a government, you know, we think one of the biggest levers we have there is that if we can create an attractive tax structure, not only at the provincial level, but also at municipal levels, then that means that this is going to be an attractive place for people to come and live and work. And that will then also be an attractive place for businesses to come and set up, or existing businesses to expand, because, because they're going to have access to these people that want to live and work here. So certainly taxes at all levels are an important aspect of that. And we think this plan makes Alberta a much more attractive place for people to come and live and work, which will only drive our growth further.
And imagine every citizen of Alberta, every taxpayer, every homeowner, instead of, you know, facing the challenges, how am I going to find those extra possible $500 per year to pay extra taxes? And with the burden of, you know, thinking extra tax on the top of the tax after the tax, and how that would be very, very beneficial, right, to minimize the taxes. That's an amazing program, and I believe it would be very beneficial for every Albertans to consider to vote for Alberta Independence Party, right? So,
yeah, absolutely. And I think the other nice part about this, $36 million in per riding is a significant amount of money that we're going to give the opportunity to each riding to decide how they want to spend that money. For other ridings, that might mean investing in new projects that they've been trying to get money for a long period of time. It might mean infrastructure. It might mean, you know, recreation centers that these people want. But the nice part is that the people of those areas will get to decide how that money gets spent. And for the first time, they're going to have the opportunity to invest in their community with a significant amount of money that's provided by the province. This we're talking about sums that are unprecedented.
I have never experienced such kind of opportunity as Albertans, and I believe that would be very, very beneficial for every human being living in Alberta. So, Patrick, I would like to thank you very much for today's covering the municipal programs topic, and looking forward to learn more about Alberta Independence Party and what Albertans will be benefiting Albertans can benefit by being part of the movement. I believe that this is a huge movement at this moment, and we should encourage everybody to listen and to know more about Alberta Independence by visiting albertaindependence.ca. Thank you,
Patrick. Great. Thanks a lot, Yark.